This show is furnished by Military Resource Radio, BBMC Mortgage, and Steve Cosio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another amazing episode of Military Resource Radio. My name is Tony Gatliff, your host, and I am very excited today. We have an amazing episode on tap, and this is a recap, folks, of the 2016 Army-Navy game in Baltimore. The first time that the Army Black Knights were victorious in quite a while, and you'll hear us actually talk about that a little bit here on the show coming up. This is just an amazing, amazing event every year. Every year, Military Resource Radio, we broadcast live from the Army Navy game. It is an absolutely amazing event. And if you have never had a chance to go to an Army Navy game, whether or not you are a veteran or you are simply someone that's just interested in football or events in our country, it's just something that I totally recommend. Even this year, our president-elect was there at the game. He was the president-elect at the time. Now he is the president, Donald Trump. And let me tell you, folks, he had some great things to say about the game himself as well. I believe he said something along the lines of that the game was fantastic. It was terrific. It was amazing. It was tremendous. I'm sure he said all that stuff. I did not actually hear an interview where he said that, but I can imagine by the way that he talks that he said that. So it was an amazing, amazing situation. Folks, you heard a little laughter there in the background, getting a little chuckle out of my Donald Trump impression there. And that is BBMC Mortgage Vice President of Mortgage Lending, Paul Zubair, BBMC Mortgage Vice President of Mortgage Lending, and my kind of sometimes sort of co-host, Paul Zubair. Paul, how are you doing today?
I've never had it so good.
I know that. That's your usual catchphrase when you're on the show with us, too. So thank you for pitying me, giving me some good marks on my Donald Trump impression. I really appreciate that.
Hey, you do an awesome impression.
Yeah, well, you know, the hand motions and the face and everything, people can't see that through the radio, right? You know, so.
No, we need to get what do they call them? The video type podcast?
Yeah, vodcast.
Vodcast.
People call those exactly. Vodcasts. Yeah, that's a thing. We should start doing that too. But, you know, then they'd see that we're here in our pajamas, right?
Right.
I mean, nah, I'm just kidding. We're not in our pajamas, folks. But here we are live on Military Resource Radio. And folks, Paul and I are going to get into some current events and some other things later, discuss a few things. But we have some amazing interviews coming up with some great resources and some great veteran-related stuff coming up with these folks. But before we got into that, I did want to talk a little bit here about Military Resource Radio. Some folks out there may be hearing us for the first time, and I want to make sure that we tell everyone what we do here at Military Resource Radio. And what do? Well, here at Military Resource Radio, we connect veterans and active duty service members with amazing resources and organizations to improve their lives. That's the first thing we do. The second thing we do is we inspire veterans, active duty service members, and civilians alike to get involved with these amazing resources and organizations. The other thing we do, we enlighten veterans, active duty service members, and civilians alike on service-related resources and benefits like the real estate and mortgage market and process, as well as other current military news and events related to those folks. So that is what we do here. That is our mission statement. How have you never heard us before? Well, the reason you've never heard us before is we may not have been on in your area before. We just added some amazing new sister stations, partner stations, and I want to go over those folks and thank them so much for having Military Resource Radio on their airwaves. I'm going to go ahead and list those out there for you folks. So first, and this is in no particular order. This is not me favoring anything. We are available in Chicago on WIND AM 560, The Answer, Sundays 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. We are available in Fort Hood in Austin, Texas at KTEM News Radio 14. That's AM 1400 on your dial, Sunday 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. We are also available in Washington, D.C. and the surrounding areas in Maryland and Virginia. I probably don't have to say that. I think people kind of get that over in that market. But we are on WWRC, which is AM 1260, The Answer, in Washington, D.C., As well, we are on, WBOB AM 600 in Jacksonville. That's Sunday, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. As well, we are on KABC Talk Radio 790, AM 790 on your dial in L.A. That's Sundays, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. As well, we have WGUL, which is AM 860 The Answer in Tampa. And that is Saturdays, 1 to 2 p.m. Then as well, rounding out the list is my hometown of Detroit, Michigan. Hold your applause, folks. We know it's an amazing city, but don't applaud too loudly about Detroit. Just kidding. Obviously, we love it here. It's my hometown. I've lived here my whole life. But that we are on WXYT CBS Sports Radio 1270. That's AM 1270 on the dial. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. And as well, I'd like to mention you can also get our show in podcast form out there with on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Google Play, or Player FM. So search Military Resource Radio on any of those online outlets and get right to us. Subscribe to our show in podcast form. As well, please, if you're in those local markets out there, please listen to us on the local radio markets. We're also very, very happy to have folks listening to us on that. But as well, folks, I did want to mention one other thing. What's the best place to get all the latest and greatest information on Military Resource Radio? That is only one place. That is militaryresourceradio.com, the one and only official site for Military Resource Radio, which is powered by the BBMC Mortgage Radio Network. And folks, if you want podcast versions of the shows as well, you can head to the number one place to get information about Military Resource Radio. That is our website, militaryresourceradio.com. When you're on the site, you can take a look at some information about yours truly, your host, Tony Gatliff. As well, in addition, you can take a look at archive podcast episodes of the show in electronic form. You can take a look at information about Military Resource Radio and what we're doing, as well as our mission statement, which I mentioned before. But as well, you can really take a look at some amazing information that we have on there as well. And again, folks, as everyone knows, Military Resource Radio is actually powered by the BBMC Mortgage Radio Network. And there's a couple interesting pieces of information about BBMC Mortgage on militaryresourceradio.com. And one of those big pieces of information is about BBMC Mortgage and their Patriots Charity Initiative, folks. Patriots Charity Initiative is a great thing. BBMC Mortgage gives $150 of each closed loan's proceeds to one of four veteran-related charities, which the client picks. So the client that is getting the mortgage through BBMC, they pick whichever charity that they want the $150 that's being provided by BBMC to go to, okay? And the client picks that, but BBMC provides the money. So, folks, if you're out there and you're looking for a mortgage and you're choosing to who you want to do your mortgage through, please consider BBMC Mortgage, and please head on over to militaryresourceradio.com. You can get linked right over to BBMC Mortgage, and as well, you can take a look at our link about our Patriots Charity Initiative on the site. It will show you exactly what the charities are all about, what that money goes to, what that money does to make a difference in the life of veterans and active duty service members out there. And that's really what we're looking to do here on Military Resource Radio, is we're looking to make a difference in the lives of active duty service members and veterans of the military. Isn't that right, Paul?
Absolutely.
And so, Paul, tell me, what is your favorite Patriots Charity Initiative charity?
You know, they're all great organizations. But I would have to say probably Headstrong is the one that I, the Headstrong Project is the one that I, look towards the most.
Absolutely. Yeah. And listen, all four are great charities, but Headstrong Project is absolutely, absolutely amazing. We just had, for listeners of the show who've been listening, for a while, we just had Dustin Shyrock, from the Headstrong Project on a while ago on the show, and I'm sure we'll be having him again soon. But Headstrong's an amazing, amazing partner of ours with the Patriots Charity Initiative, and they actually help veterans with PTSD, specifically veterans from the Iraq and Afghanistan wars since 2001. They help those folks with cost-free, stigma-free, bureaucracy-free mental health care for those folks that need it. So I would really encourage you also, in addition to obviously going to militaryresourceradio.com, when you're on your web browser, head on over to getheadstrong.org. It's an amazing, amazing organization. They're just doing some great things. So I did want to mention that, those couple of housekeeping items. As well, folks, if you're out there and you're in the market for a mortgage, we have a special line for BBMC Mortgage that's through Military Resource Radio now. So if you're out there, you're thinking about purchasing a home, refinancing a home, or whatever, pick up your cell phone right now. Give us a call, 866-366-4MRR. Again, folks, 866-366-4MRR is the number. That's going to patch you in directly to someone at BBMC Mortgage who can speak to you a little bit in regards to your mortgage. So I just wanted to mention that as well. Okay, folks, we are up against a break here, so I am going to go ahead and shoot into that break now. And when we come back, we're going to have some interviews from that 2016 Army-Navy game. Again, folks, thank you so much for listening to Military Resource Radio. My name is Tony Gatliff, your host. We'll see you on the flip side.
This is Meryl Schindler with the Daily Notch, brought to you by Doolins. Doolins on Crenshaw. And it's picnic time coming up. It's time to get a picnic basket and head for the park. But if you're like me, tuna fish sandwich does not do it. However, some fried chicken. Do you do a lot of picnic baskets? Greg Doolin from Doolins?
We absolutely do. In fact, we have a picnic division.
Oh.
And we do large-scale picnics, barbecues, fried chicken, fish fries, all those types of things. But we do large corporate picnic events.
And so you open up a basket at the park, sitting there on that mat. You got chicken there. Everyone is, like, knocking everybody over to get some.
Look out, Meryl. Look out.
It's great catering, great picnic time from Doolins. Doolins on Crenshaw, 4859 Crenshaw, south of Stocker. Go to the website, doolinsoncrenshaw.com.
Call us at the restaurant, 323-296-3034, and speak to Kim. She's the catering director.
The best soul food in town.
Thank you.
Are you a Trump supporter trying to survive in a sea of liberals? Well, your rescue ship has arrived. Tune in to Sam Nation, 7 p.m., Talk Radio 790 KBC, and let me make your radio great again.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-324-0629 and use promo code KABC. That's 800-324-0629. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code KABC.
Having problems sleeping? I can solve that. I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. Wait, you ask? How can a dentist help me sleep better? My answer? By fixing that toothache that keeps you up all night. I also provide all the dental services your family may need. My number is 310-277-8232. So if you want to get a good night's sleep along with a great smile, give me a call, 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com. Pleasant dreams.
Normally, this time of year reminds me of my college days. You know what I'm talking about. Spring break. Yeah, baby. I know this often meant nothing but trouble. I don't know what they're talking about. But this year, spring break took on a new meaning for me. My water heater busted and started leaking everywhere. Fortunately, I knew who to call. SoCal Plumbers 911. They're the referral service for the very best plumbers in L.A. Here's how to get in touch with them. Go to SoCalPlumbers911.com or call 1-877-PLUMBER.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hi, folks. Tony Gabliff back here with Military Resource Radio, along with my sort of sometimes kind of co-host, Paul Zabair. Paul, since that last break, have you never had it so good since then?
I've never, never had it so good.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Paul. Dynamite drop in. All right. Now, on these interviews, folks, just to let you know, it was a very windy, very cold day. We're trying to record this outside. We've got trains going behind us. It was an audio nightmare. Okay. So please bear with me. It's very, very listenable, but it's not as smooth as the normal dulcet tones that you will hear here on Military Resource Radio. Coming up here in this first interview segment, BBMC Mortgage had a sweepstakes last year, which was giving a free mortgage for a year to one lucky veteran. It was called our We've Got Your Six sweepstakes, okay? And that sweepstakes will be coming up again this year in terms of free mortgage for a year. And we had some finalists there. Now, these folks that I'm about to introduce you to, Susan and Wayne Hulls, they did not win the sweepstakes, but they were a finalist. They were able to go to the Army-Navy Gala, got tickets to the game, compliments of BBMC Mortgage. They did not win, but they were great people. And actually, it was their son, Stephen Halls, who is an active duty Coast Guard member, but he was out in the middle of the Bering Sea when the sweepstakes was getting drawn. So Stephen was not able to be there. So Susan and Wayne Halls, the mother and father of their son, Stephen Halls. They come from a military family. They're coming up right now. Without further ado, here's my interview with them. Hello, folks. Tony Gatliff here with BBMC Mortgage's Military Resource Radio. And I am here with Susan and Wayne Hulse. And Susan and Wayne are representing one of our finalists from our BBMC Mortgage We've Got Your Six sweepstakes. And that is their son, Stephen, who is a lieutenant in the Coast Guard, who can't be here because he is in the Bering Sea somewhere. We don't know exactly where, but he's out there. So it was going to be tough for him to make the Army-Navy game. So he sent his parents, Susan and Wayne, in his place. Susan and Wayne Halls, how are you folks doing today?
Oh, we're great, thank you.
Okay, great. I'm glad to hear that you're doing very well, and that's amazing. So when your son called you and told you that you'd have all expenses paid to the Army-Navy game, you know, tickets to the game, all that kind of stuff, and he might have a chance at having a free mortgage for a year, how'd you react? What was your first thought?
Well, I think at first we were a little skeptical. It sounded too good to be true.
Okay.
But so far, this is great, and I think it's a great thing that you guys do for people in the military, and I hope he wins.
Well, obviously, right? Well, spoken like a true mother, right? You know, that's interesting. You know, I always I talk about this on the show all the time. You know, I think when my mother describes me to people, you know, she's describing someone more along the lines of George Clooney or Brad Pitt as opposed to what I actually am. You know, so it's not surprising that you'd want Stephen to win. You know, Wayne, what about you? Just talking a little bit with you. Did you serve, or were you in the military at all? Or
No, I was never in the military.
Okay, so
my dad neither, but my uncle, you're still alive. He flew 70 missions over Germany. He's 95 years old.
Oh, wow!
Yes.
And what is his name?
His name is Donald Hulse.
Donald Hulse. Shout out to Donald Hulse out there, 95-year-old veteran. Shout out to Donald out there. That's amazing. And so, folks,
So Stephen just joined the Coast Guard, just on his own. Where were you originally from, if you don't mind me asking?
We're from Long Island.
Oh, from Long Island in New York. Okay. And so, so he joined the Coast Guard. Was that something that he was always interested in, or?
Well, we were a boating family, and he would see the Coast Guard on the water. And when it was time for him to pick a college, I gave him a number of colleges that he might be interested in, and he said Coast Guard Academy is what he wanted to do.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Good. Wow. And so you're from a boating family. I was telling you earlier, my father was was on freighters for years, so I'm from a boating family. Frankly and honestly, though, I'll be totally truthful with you. If I never stepped on another boat for the rest of my life, I'd be totally fine with that. I was on them quite a bit growing up, and so I've had my fill of boats, but...
not us. We can't get enough of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so my dad, who I was telling you about, he's got a boat 3 blocks away from their house in Michigan, and he's on it every freaking day, like all the time, you know, so that's amazing. But what city out in Long Island, just out of curiosity?
I'm sorry, what?
What city in Long Island?
We live in Mauritius.
Okay.
And that's on the south shore.
Okay.
Probably just about the middle point of the island.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That's wow, that's great. That's awesome. And, you know, thank you both so much for stopping by to Military Resource Radio today. And so glad you got tickets to the game and you're, you know, going to it. And that's all great. And, good luck in the sweepstakes. And we'll see what fate has in store for us today. But, good wishes to you. And thank you so much to Stephen out there in the Bering Sea for his service.
Thank you.
Thanks, folks. Thank you so much for being on. Well, folks, like I said before, they didn't end up winning, but you know what? I'm sure they would have rather won the free mortgage for a year, but getting to talk and getting to be on Military Resource Radio, isn't that really a reward in itself? I'm just kidding. It's not. They were so nice to talk to me. Again, thank you so much to Susan and Wayne Halls, representing their son, Stephen Halls, a Coast Guard active duty service member who could not make it. We really appreciated them coming out to the 2016 Army-Navy game. So, folks, on the flip side, we are going to have another interview, this time with Adam Bird of the Heroes Media Group, coming up. Again, folks, Tony Gatliff here, your host of Military Resource Radio. We're up against another break, and we'll be back just after the flip side.
Oh, baby, get a look at those. Norm's Baby Back Ribs are back. 3-course rib dinners with golden fried shrimp, crispy chicken tenders, or juicy sirloin steak. Starting at $11.99, soup and salad included. Norm's Restaurants, where life happens 24/7. Normsrestaurants.com.
Having problems sleeping? I can solve that. I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. Wait, you ask, how can a dentist help me sleep better? My answer? By fixing that toothache that keeps you up all night. I also provide all the dental services your family may need. My number is 310-277-8232. So if you want to get a good night's sleep along with a great smile, give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at thebeverlyhillsdentist.com. Pleasant dreams.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-324-0629 and use promo code KABC. That's 800-324-0629. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code KABC.
Whether you want breakfast for dinner or dinner for lunch, get any meal anytime at Norm's.
Our bigger, better breakfast is only $6.79. Hickory smoked bacon, link sausage, ham, eggs, hash browns, and buttermilk hotcakes served 24/7.
Or get your feast on with Norm's New York Steak and Shrimp Dinner served all day and night. Hand-cut steak, golden fried shrimp, vegetable, potato, soup, and salad, all for $11.99. Come into Norm's Restaurants and eat what you want, when you want. Open 24/7. Normsrestaurants.com.
Normally, this time of year reminds me of my college days. You know what I'm talking about. Spring break. Yeah, baby. I know this often meant nothing but trouble. I don't know what they're talking about. But this year, spring break took on a new meaning for me. My water heater busted and started leaking everywhere. Fortunately, I knew who to call. SoCal Plumbers 911. They're the referral service for the very best plumbers in L.A. Here's how to get in touch with them. Go to SoCalPlumbers911.com or call 1-877-PLUMBER.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. This morning at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Folks, Tony Gatliff back here on Military Resource Radio. We've had a tremendous time today so far going over a lot of the information from the 2016 Army-Navy game here on Military Resource Radio. I do want to get into an amazing guest that we have. He's a real friend of the show, great guy, Adam Bird of Heroes Media Group. You guys are going to love this interview. This guy is absolutely amazing. We just had so much fun at the Army-Navy game in 2016. You've got to listen to this. Without further ado, I'm going to stop flapping my gums, and I'm going to let you listen to me interview Adam Bird from the Heroes Media Group. Just an amazing organization. So here it is, folks. Enjoy.
Hello, folks. This is Tony Gatliff with Military Resource Radio, broadcasting live at the 2016 Army-Navy game. I hope everyone can hear us properly because it is noisy out here. Let me tell you, we've got music out here. We're at the BBMC Mortgage tailgate in the southwest corner of Lot H. We've got a barbecue buffet here. We've got an open bar. We've got custom photos. We've got fitness contests. We've got beer pong. We've got hot and cold beverages. We've got a DJ and a radio show. That's this, Military Resource Radio. And I am here joined today by a special guest, an amazing guy, Adam Bird of Heroes Media Group. How are you today, Adam?
I'm doing good. It's great to be out here. It's a little brisk.
Yeah, slightly brisk. I think when you and I started kind of setting up for the interview here, I think it was registering at a balmy 26 degrees.
Yeah.
So that's great. Yeah.
And you got to love the wind.
Yeah. My cheeks are getting burnt off.
If it wasn't cold enough, let's add some wind into that factor and let's make it a little colder for everybody.
Absolutely. So, Adam, so this is your first Army-Navy game.
First one, yeah.
And you've got some field access that you're going to be going to later.
I do. So Heroes Media Group, we're going to be down on the field a little bit later. And then when I'm sick of that, I'm going to go up in the press box where it's warm.
So. I can't complain. Can't blame you on that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So Adam, you are a veteran yourself as well, correct?
Yep. 9 years Army.
9 years in the Army. Okay, so today for you, it's go Army BD.
And what's funny is I can't remember. I know it's been a long time since the Army beat the Navy. So I'm hoping that today, you know, with my presence being here, that we can change that.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you could be the good luck charm.
I'm not one to brag, Tony, but I'm thinking if this happens, I might have to come out here every year.
until it doesn't work, I think that you got to keep that streak going, you know? It's like that lucky shirt, you know? You know, you can't get rid of it until your team loses. You know, that's part of the deal. So that's awesome, though. So you were in the Army for 9 years.
Yeah.
And now Heroes Media Group. You know, I know about Heroes Media Group because you just had on our president of retail mortgage, Todd Jones.
That's right.
On your show, our BBMC mortgage, president of retail mortgage, Todd Jones. You just had him on your show.
Yeah.
And now, you know, you're here on Military Resource Radio, which, as everyone knows, as I'm sure everyone knows, is on the BBMC Mortgage Radio Network.
Yeah.
So you had Todd on. I know about Heroes Media Group. Could you explain out to the listening audience out there, give them a little bit of information about Heroes Media Group and what you guys are doing? What's your mission over there?
Well, you know, Heroes Media Group, our mission is to, entertain heroes in the community. So our definition of heroes are military, veterans, you got firefighters, first responders, law enforcement, educators, and there's a clergy piece onto that as well. And we do internet radio talk shows. We're on the cusp of, we're starting to produce a new TV series coming out in May of 2017. And it's all internet based. I mean, it's kind of the wave of the future, and we're trying to get on top of that before it gets really popular.
Well, that's the model that, you know, Everybody's going to. I mean, Netflix, Hulu, you know, everybody, you exactly. don't need standard broadcast TV or standard broadcast radio.
Yeah, and the nice thing about it is it's like, you know, you can record it, you can go live, you can do both. It's, you know, if you miss something, everything's archived, you could always go back to it. So a lot of the stuff that we do is recorded, and we push them out, and then we have a couple of shows that are live, and then we'll do like certain events like this. I'll be live on social media a little bit later doing little clips inside the game, and that's really it. I mean, we're trying to branch off, and this is just one part of a bigger puzzle. We have a nonprofit organization called the Hand Foundation that we're part of, and it's much bigger part of the Heroes Alliance Network. So it's all three of the companies kind of tie in together.
That's great. And what is your website, and what's your Twitter handle? What information can you give out there so folks can find you?
If you guys want to check us out, go to www.heroesmediagroup.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Heroes Media GRP.
That's right, folks. You heard it here first. Heroes Media GRP. That's on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And as well, the website again was
www.heroesmediagroup.com.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, back to this Army Navy game here. Was this something that you've always wanted to go to growing up?
Yeah.
Everything?
So my uncle graduated from West Point in 1990. Played for the Army baseball team. Every time he'd come home each year, it would be right after he'd gone to the Army-Navy game. And he was always, you know, bragging about how loud it was. And you have to experience it, you know. And I said, you know what, I'm gonna do that this year. I'm going to come out here. I'm going to go to the Army-Navy game. So made some phone calls, got some contacts. And I said, listen, Mark, you know, I own a media company. We'd like to cover it. This is what we do. They love it. They invited us out. So here we are.
That's great. That's absolutely awesome. And so Army, I believe, is a 6-point underdog today, if I'm not mistaken.
I would like to say that I'm surprised, but I'm not.
Well, I will tell you this. I attended last year's game, and Army, I think, was a 25-point underdog. Yeah. And they were in the game right to the last second, man.
Listen, Tony, it's baby steps.
That's right.
You know, 15 years later, we might finally, or 14 years later, we might finally get this one. We're working our way back up into the lower part.
And at the end of the day, the Cubs won the World Series this year.
I mean, anything's possible. Right?
Absolutely. Anything's possible. Absolutely. And you know, that's the big thing, right, is, you know, it's going to happen one of these days. It has to, right?
Yeah.
And today just might be that day where Army's going to prevail.
You know, this is one of the longest rivalry games that are out there. I mean, this is like their 117th meeting, 118th meeting, something like that, I believe. And you look at Navy has had a very solid team the last few years, and they're having a great year this year. Army has had a decent year, fairly decent, better than what they've had in the past, and they're looking pretty strong. I think this is going to be a battle down to the end.
I think so, too. I mean, a 6-point underdog in a rivalry game like this, that's basically an even spread.
Yep.
So, I mean, you're going to see some action here, and I'm very, very happy to see it. Plus, you know, the other thing is Army has more of a, you know, ground and pound type of approach to the game. And so this cold weather today, this may favor them a little bit more.
Yeah, with the wind and as cold as it is, I mean, this reminds me of, like, all we're missing is snow. This is kind of like almost like frozen tundra, Lambeau Field, Green Bay type weather, or as cold and as windy as it is right now.
Absolutely. You know, I was just thinking about that. Last year, the game was in Philadelphia. And if you remember those old NFL films, you know, with the guy going, but the Packers, stop,
right?
You know, like that thing, right? That guy's name, I believe, was either, and I can't remember if it's Charlie Callis or Harry Callis. One of them,
is the announcer now, and one of them was the dad. But the dad was, and he's passed away now, but he was that guy that was that would say, the frozen tundra. And so yeah, it's interesting that that you know we may see a situation like that. Now my guess is modern technology. I think it's field turf out there, so I think they have some type of a heated situation.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep the kids' feet warm.
Yeah,
now.
Well, you know, it's the participation trophy. It's trophy generation, right? Isn't it? I mean, you know, no, but I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, of course, folks. But you know, it's very interesting to just see everybody here. I mean, it's quite a scene. You know, last year was my first one, and this is just quite a scene here. I mean, look, right to our left, we've got Navy cadets playing beanbag toss right here at the BBMC Mortgage tailgate. And folks, we are in the southwest corner of Lot H over here at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. And this is just an amazing situation. Come on out if you're down here. We are broadcasting live, but most of you will probably hear this recorded, so that's 100% okay too. But look at these cadets over here.
They got to practice. They can't do that on ship.
That's right.
You overthrow it. It's going over the side.
You can't do that on a carrier.
Turn the ship around. We got to pick that up.
You can't do that on a carrier. That's for sure. And you know, it's funny. I mean, I'm looking at this right now. They're throwing these Navy beanbags, and I'll tell you this: if their beanbag game is any indication of how Navy is going to play today,
that is.
I am going to tell you, it's going to be a very easy Army victory.
Well, I'm starting to wonder: have they been drinking this morning?
Yeah,
they're still from last night. I'm not sure. They made it back to the hotel long enough to get dressed and get down here. I don't know. But.
Didn't the bishop say that in Caddyshack when the guy told him that he had had enough to drink? And didn't he say, "You never tell a Navy man when he's had enough"?
Yeah.
I think there was something along that. So guess I'm not going to tell them that they've had enough. In fairness, they are holding red Solo cups in one hand, full plates of barbecue buffet in the other, and trying to do beanbag toss. So in reality, I mean, how can we really fault them for
you really can't.
Yeah,
you really can't.
It's just it looks like they're having a good time. You know, it surprises me as early as what, about quarter to 11 o'clock right now roughly, and this place is already getting packed.
It's
unbelievable.
Well, you and I were here about 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
And there was, I was wondering if anyone was going to show up for the Army-Navy game, frankly. But it turns out they did.
Yep, they're here.
You know, so that's absolutely great. And, you know, for me, you know, the way that I look at things, it's just a great honor to be here every year. I mean, it's just a part of American history.
Right.
That's a huge thing. And, you know, for both of us to be a part of it, you know, I consider myself very grateful. And you know what else? You know who else is going to be here today? Our president-elect of the United States.
I heard a rumor.
And you know what? I think he's here right now. Yeah. Let's get him on the phone.
I keep seeing this helicopter flying, and I was like, listen, Don, just come on down. We got you, buddy. We're right here. Yeah.
Ah. Well, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, with our president-elect Donald Trump, like him, love him, hate him, whatever, you know, he knows how to make an entrance, right? I mean, I think we can all agree on that, right? You know, and obviously today, you know, he's going to take credit for the whole Army-Navy game and all these people showing up. It was the highest-rated Army-Navy game ever. It was fantastic. It was terrific. Everything was the greatest. Many people have told me, they said, Donald, you're fantastic. The reason that all these people are coming to the Army-Navy game is because of you. You're an amazing, amazing guy. But I digress with my Donald Trump impression, folks. And you kind of have to see it. It's not built for the radio. You kind of got to see the whole chin action.
He's got the hand movement and everything down to a T, folks. I'm telling you, it was great.
Yeah, well, we'll have to put it on YouTube one time when we get a Military Resource Radio YouTube channel, which is in the works, by the way, folks. We are going to do that. But anyway, well, Adam Bird of Heroes Media Group, it's been absolutely an honor to have you here today.
Thanks
for coming and spending some time with us. And one more time, for Heroes Media Group, go ahead and give those Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram handles and your website.
Listen, folks, if you want to find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, go to Heroes Media GRP. And check out our website at www.heroesmediagroup.com.
Absolutely. Adam Bird, it's an honor and a pleasure. Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it.
Wow, folks. Just an amazing interview with a guy from an amazing organization, Adam Bird with Heroes Media Group. Thank you so much, Adam, again, for being on Military Resource Radio. That guy is amazing. So, folks, we are about headed into our last break in our last segment here on Military Resource Radio. But I did want to mention to folks out there, head on over to militaryresourceradio.com for all the most up-to-date information on the show. And as well, please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Google Play, Player FM, or any of the other podcast outlets that we're on. And as well, folks, just one more quick thing. If you're out there in any of our terrestrial radio markets, please listen to us on terrestrial radio as well. Again, this is Tony Gatliff. I'm your host of Military Resource Radio. Head on over to militaryresourceradio.com for all the latest and greatest up-to-date information on the show. And we will see you on the flip side of this break, folks.
This is Meryl Schindler with the Daily Nosh, brought to you by Doolins. Doolins on Crenshaw. And it's picnic time coming up. It's time to get a picnic basket and head for the park. But if you're like me, tuna fish sandwich does not do it. However, some fried chicken. Do you do a lot of picnic baskets? Greg Doolin from Doolins?
We absolutely do. In fact, we have a picnic division.
Oh.
And we do large-scale picnics, barbecues, fried chicken, fish fries, all those types of things. But we do large corporate picnic events.
And so you open up a basket at the park, sitting there on that mat. You got chicken there. Everyone is, like, knocking everybody over to get some.
Look out, Meryl. Look out.
It's great catering, great picnic time from Doolins. Doolins on Crenshaw, 4859 Crenshaw, south of Stocker. Go to the website, doolinsoncrenshaw.com.
Call us at the restaurant, 323-296-3034, and speak to Kim. She's the catering director.
The best soul food in town.
Thank you.
Having problems sleeping? I can solve that. I'm Dr. Nazarian, the Beverly Hills dentist. Wait, you ask, how can a dentist help me sleep better? My answer? By fixing that toothache that keeps you up all night. I also provide all the dental services your family may need. My number is 310-277-8232. So if you want to get a good night's sleep along with a great smile, give me a call. 310-277-8232. Also at the Beverly Hills Dentist. Pleasant dreams.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-324-0629 and use promo code KABC. That's 800-324-0629 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code KABC.
We here at Sam Nation try to tell you what you're missing. You've got to get your fill of sanity and reason, and this is your place for it.
Get your daily dose of sanity with Sam Nation, Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 p.m. on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Normally, this time of year reminds me of my college days. You know what I'm talking about. Spring break. Yeah, baby. I know this often meant nothing but trouble. I don't know what they're talking about. But this year, spring break took on a new meaning for me. My water heater busted and started leaking everywhere. Fortunately, I knew who to call. SoCal Plumbers 911. They're the referral service for the very best plumbers in L.A. Here's how to get in touch with them. Go to SoCalPlumbers911.com or call 1-877-PLUMBER.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I still have nightmares.
I'm really not so good. Are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Neighborhoods all over the country are on high alert. The death toll is now at 96 a day. At that rate, there will be no elephants left in 10 years. And that's a crime against us all. Stop the ivory trade. Fight the crime. Go to 96elephants.org.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. Sunday mornings at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hey folks, Tony Gatliff here, back for our final segment of Military Resource Radio. And I am here with Paul Zabair, the man of the hour, the sort of co-host, man of the hour, Paul Zabair. Paul, how are you, my man?
I'm sort of, kind of, never having it so good.
I love that. I love that. You're sticking to that. I love it. So, okay. So, we just heard that amazing interview with Adam Bird from Heroes Media Group. Adam is an Army veteran. Just an amazing, amazing, amazing guy. And folks, before we get into what we're going to talk about on this segment, I want to give, again, one additional plug for BBMC Mortgage. As we know, Military Resource Radio is powered by BBMC Mortgage. BBMC Mortgage is an amazing lender that's out there. Folks, go ahead and give them a call on our special Military Resource Radio line. That's 866-366-4MRR. That's 866-366, the number 4, Mike Romeo Romeo. For all of you folks out there who are fans of the phonetic alphabet, I know I am. Again, that's 866-366, the number 4, Mike Romeo Romeo. Paul, what's with the laugh? You're not a fan of the phonetic alphabet?
I love the phonetic alphabet. I say it to myself every night before I go to sleep.
Yeah, kind of like a prayers type thing for you, right? Yeah, no, I knew it. I knew it.
You say a Hail Mary and then the phonetic alphabet.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. What's Z? I'm going to quiz you.
Now it's Zulu.
Thank you. I knew you'd know that because your first name, your last name starts with a Z.
Right.
That's Z is in Zulu. B is in Bravo. A is in what? What's
Alpha?
A again? A is in Alpha. Yeah. India. I know India because I should know Alpha too. That's in mine.
Right.
And
right.
Then Romeo as well. Yeah. So, okay. All right. So, Zabair, let's talk a little bit about this here. So, you know, I do want folks to go to Military Resource Radio, and I do want them to militaryresourceradio.com, rather, and I do want them to call us on that number. And again, there's obviously links on there, too, where you can apply online with BBMC Mortgage, too. But I did want to get to the specifics of this this exact segment. And obviously, with what's going on right now, there's a lot of tension going on right now in the world, right? We've got, as the United States military, we've got some tension over in North Korea.
Absolutely.
Well, really not in North Korea, but right on the border of North Korea and South Korea, right? We've got destroyers in the sea over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got
we've got Russia flying planes off the coast of Alaska.
Off the coast of Alaska. I just saw that. We've got crazy stuff going on in Syria that's been going on for the last few years. We've got some, you know, we just had the largest bomb dropped other than a nuclear bomb.
Right.
The other day.
Mother of all bombs.
Yeah, the mother of all bombs is as it's being referred to. And I forget what the exact technical name of it is, but dropped in Afghanistan, I believe, the other day on some ISIS tunnels. So our military is working on several fronts right now. And, you know, it's just it's always amazing to me that, you know, we have all this stuff going on as a country with foreign affairs and all that, and our military is always answering the call when they're needed to. And I just think it's such an amazing thing that they're mobilized and they're answering the call, not complaining about it, doing their duty as folks in the military. I just think that's amazing. I just wanted to get your thoughts on that a little bit, Paul.
Well, as you said, it is amazing. I mean, you know, there's so much going on in the world right now. I don't know if it's like our president says, where the world is, quote, a nasty place to live right now, but...
The world is a disaster. It's a very nasty place, folks. Very nasty. Many of these people... Anyway, sorry. I had to go into
that. No, that's
great.
Sorry. I'm glad you did that.
cut you off. Sorry about that.
But no, I mean, it's just, it's an awesome thing to see our military mobilizing and answering the call. We've got, you know, real life superheroes in this country that serve our military, and it's just amazing what they do. It's amazing that they risk their lives and put their necks on the line for our country.
Absolutely. And, you know, if we haven't done it on this episode yet, we do it so frequently on Military Resource Radio. I can't remember if we did it yet or not, but if we have not, once again, folks, from Military Resource Radio, a huge thank you for the service of our men and women in the military, active duty service members and veterans. Huge thank you out to you folks from Military Resource Radio, because without you, first of all, we wouldn't have a show. It's called Military Resource Radio. We wouldn't have a show, but more important than that, we wouldn't have a country. And that's the huge deal, right? You know, I remember that movie Canadian Bacon from the late 90s, and if we didn't have a military, I think John Candy and Rick Moranis would march right in here with a tank, and we'd all be eating at Tim Hortons every day. You know, that's not what we want, right? I mean, we want to eat at Chili's here in America, yeah, or something Chili's. Like that. Well, maybe Donald Trump doesn't want to eat at Chili's.
No, he's a McDonald's guy.
Yeah, yeah. That's
there are McDonald's all around the world, so I don't know how patriotic that is.
Yeah, didn't I see the other day, wasn't there like a terrorist event in a McDonald's the other day? Oh, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't a terrorist event. It was those protests that they're having down in Venezuela, another, you know, disruption in the world right now. I don't know if you've seen anything about that, but there's a lot of crazy protests going on down there due to the dictatorship in Venezuela and everything. People are predicting that a coup may happen sooner rather than later. And I'm seeing all these folks, you know, out there protesting, and it's like, you know, one of those violent, you know, Central American protests, you know, like standard out of a movie, tear gas, you know, flash grenades, you know, all that kind of stuff, right? And I look in the background, and behind the protesting in Caracas, Venezuela, is a giant McDonald's, like the biggest McDonald's I've ever seen in my life. And you know what was interesting about that, though, too? One of the things, one of the reasons that the protests were going on, I guess, is that the Venezuelan government is prone to taking over businesses. Right. So they just walk up and just say, hey, we own this now. And people obviously don't love that. Right. You know,
so you don't think Burger King was behind.
You know what? You know what? I did see that Venezuelan dictator, it looked like that he spilled a little bit of a Whopper on his shirt. Yeah. So it sounds a little a little suspicious to me.
Ketchup and mayonnaise.
That ketchup mayo Whopper mix, you know, that we've all talked about over the years. But yeah, it's pretty crazy to see a coup going on in front of a McDonald's. But one of the biggest things, they took over GM in Venezuela.
Did they really?
They did. They said, we own GM now in Venezuela. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. But wow. Well, anyways, enough talk about Caracas, Venezuela, Zubair. We're almost out of time here. We've only got about 10 more seconds left here on Military Resource Radio. Folks, when we say we talk about a little bit of everything, we really mean it. This is Tony Gatliff signing off for Paul Zubair. We'll see you next week on Military Resource Radio.
This show is furnished by Military Resource Radio, BBMC Mortgage, and Steve Cosio.